Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, the largest paranormal investigating organization in the state to date, with over 600 members. And I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline.
Howdy.
Hello. Brand new month. Did you vote?
Of course.
Thank you.
Don't want to be bitched at.
That's good. Yeah, so I can't wait to see. I hope more people vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Just don't hold your breath.
I know. Why am I singing? No. Hey.
You, remember, get off of my cloud.
No, it's hey, you get off of my boyfriend. No.
Well.
That's a blast from the teenage past. Anyway, remember we had a parishioner about a month ago from Woody, from the bar, Stumpy's Blues Bar in Arlington, Texas?
Yes.
Well, when that show uploaded, I sent Woody an email and I said, you know, you might want to take a listen. And he wrote back a few days later. He said he got to listen to it. He was really thrilled that the bar was mentioned. Definitely, if we ever come down there, drinks are on him. Very cool. Yeah, right. Well, he didn't say that, but I'm just kind of dropping a hint, Woody.
Can we get that in writing?
Yeah, no, he didn't. But I would still buy him a drink. Whatever. But he liked the show so much so that he actually sent in, not a parishare, but he noticed how we like to talk about different things.
And us?
Digress? Who? Us? No. And he sent in the stuff that's proof that the world is nuts. So I said, you know what? We could have some fun with this. Okay. Now, these are pretty funny, pretty strange, very crazy. In Lebanon, men are legally allowed to have sex with animals, but the animals must be female. Having sexual relations with a male animal is punishable by death. Like, that makes sense. And these are the little quips that Woody put in the parentheses. Like, he said, like, that makes sense. In Bahrain, a male doctor may legally examine a woman's genitals, but is prohibited from looking directly at them during the examination. He may only see their reflection in a mirror. And Woody wonders, don't they look different in reverse? I don't know. Muslims are banned from looking at the genitals of a corpse. This also applies to undertakers. The sex organs of the deceased must be covered with a brick or a piece of wood at all times. Oh, yeah. The penalty for masturbation in Indonesia is decapitation. Which head? Oh, yeah. And Woody put, much worse than going blind. Which was the admonition most male youth received. Don't do that, you'll go blind. And the one kid would always say, can I do it till I just need glasses? But anyway. There are men in Guam whose full-time job is to travel to the countryside and deflower young virgins, who pay them for the privilege of having sex for the first time. Reason? Under Guam law, it is expressly forbidden for virgins to marry. Let's just think for a minute. Is there any job anywhere else in the world that even comes close to this? Good one, Woody. In Hong Kong, a betrayed wife is legally allowed to kill her adulterous husband, but may only do so with her bare hands. The husband's illicit lover, on the other hand, may be killed in any manner desired. Ah, justice. Topless saleswomen are legal in Liverpool, England, but only in tropical fish stores. I don't even know what the logic is with that, but there you go. In Cali, Colombia, a woman may only have sex with her husband, and the first time this happens, her mother must be in the room to witness the act. Oh, nice. In Santa Cruz, Bolivia, it is illegal for a man to have sex with a woman and her daughter at the same time. Woody says, I presume this was a big enough problem that they had to pass this law. In Maryland, it is illegal to sell condoms from vending machines with one exception. Prophylactics may be dispensed from a vending machine only in places where alcoholic beverages are sold for consumption on the premises. Is this a great country or what? Well, not as great as Guam. Thank you, Woody, for those.
Okay.
Meeting announcements?
I guess we have no choice.
Alrighty. North Jersey, your meeting is coming up soon, March 17th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. Meeting topic for March, life after death and reincarnation, as led by team leader Dina Chirico. Central Jersey Division, your meeting is April 1st, April Fool's Day. How about that? In the Hazlett Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlett. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish are there. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. You can acquire membership for $20 lifetime while at the meeting, cash only, no checks accepted, no credit cards. Or you can PayPal online from our homepage, njghs.net, or send in a PowerShare and get membership for free that way. And that's about it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Charles J. Adams III, the author of Cape May Ghost Stories and many other local ghost books, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for ParaShare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline at njghs.net. For each ParaShare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart, $75 value. I will let you know when you've hit 10, and then you send me the info that I require, and bam, you get a natal chart, which is your astrological blueprint. This week we have a ParaShare. It says, "Hey Laura, I thought this might be interesting. A couple of weeks ago, a good friend and cosmic member passed away suddenly. We're very sorry for your loss." This comes from Margaret, so yeah, it's sad. "Anyway, when I received the news, I was at work. While at work, I usually listen to the country radio station on my computer. When I first turn on the computer to get to the country channel, I have to bring up MSN.com. Well, the first thing I see is something that says, 'Click here to see videos about death.' That made me stop for a second and think. I then brought up the radio station, and the first song that played was Brad Paisley's song, 'When I Get Where I'm Going.' Well, the first thing I thought after that was, 'Are you kidding me?' Then I thought, maybe this is my friend's way of telling me he was okay. I didn't tell anyone about this. I went to his wake on Friday of that week. When I sat down and read the little pamphlet that was beside the sign-in book, the first thing I noticed on the second page was a quote from the Brad Paisley song, 'Waiting on a Woman.' I thought about what had happened at work and decided to tell my friend's wife what had happened. She looked at me, smiled, and said, 'Yeah, that was probably him saying goodbye.' On a final note, while my friends, who were also fellow Cosmic Society members, and I sat there waiting for the priest to begin the blessing, I turned to one of my friends and said, "Did anyone feel as if someone was yelling at us for not bringing our cameras or voice recorders?" We looked at each other and had a small laugh, saying that that was probably our friend and fellow ghost hunter wondering why we hadn't started taking pictures and how we could forget the voice recorders. Yeah, really? I mean, I know. In a setting that close, I would not, you know, but I would have had maybe the recorder could have been going in your pocket or something, but anyway, yeah, I mean, I did it years ago. I took a camera to a funeral. I stayed in the car and just took pictures, you know, and it worked. I got an orb broad daylight while they were lowering the body into the ground. Cool. While we were talking later, I found out that the day we were all told that he died, several weird things happened to others in the group. One person's car wouldn't start. One of the others, who was a building inspector, pulled up to the house she went to inspect and saw a hearse parked in the driveway. All right. Was this our friend or just a weird set of coincidences? Who knows? Margaret, member of the Cosmic Society Paranormal Investigation. Margaret is also a member of the NJGHS because she sent in parishioners, and she's won shirts and bumper stickers and all kinds of stuff in the past because she pretty religiously listens to the show, and she's pretty good at haunted trivia. And so, see, people, it's not hard. That's an awesome story that she just told. That's so happening outside. That was not a sound effect that Brian put in. Oh my god. Oh, it's like next we're gonna have Elmo and Sesame Street Live and everything else in the background. Alright, we'll be right back after this.
The vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening, I'm Chris Balzano, and you're listening to the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's weekly trek across the paranormal newswire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghostly community. There have already been several reports of haunted schools in the news this year, but this one is actually forcing the children to leave. In a story from Uganda, reported by the New Vision Online, students at the Lameo Agwata Primary School in Balabek Gem were forced to see their school closed after they became possessed. Ghosts of people killed during an LRA insurgency and buried in a mass grave nearby have taken control of the school, strangling some students and taking over the bodies of others and turning them violent, asking them to attack the other children. Local religious and political leaders were brought in, but were forced out of the school when they themselves were attacked. They are trying to straighten things out by exhuming the bodies in the mass grave and conducting more prayers. It may be one of the more controversial aspects of the paranormal, but for the first time a movie will actually be able to say Ouija board on camera without paying a royalty. Hasbro, which currently owns the trademark on the game, is taking its own shot at a movie about the famous spirit board. This week on an MTV blog, Hasbro CEO and executive producer on the film, Brian Goldner, revealed the movie is in production, and he also revealed a bit about the plot. According to Goldner, the movie will be a true horror movie that will look to explore the line between harmless parlor game and the gateway to hell. Hasbro and other companies who have held the ownership of the Ouija board name have, over the years, have avoided linking it directly to anything overtly occult or evil. But the recent popularity of the board game in paranormal television shows has convinced them that dollars might be worth the tainted image. Another Republican seeking the nation's hardest job may be forced to deal with an old paranormal connection. After his appearance at President Obama's speech this week, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal became the frontrunner to challenge Obama in 2012. The leader is considered to be a mirror of the president's youth and energy, but some of his religious and personal ideas might get in the way. According to Alternet and dozens of other news outlets this week, Jindal exorcised the spirit of Satan from a college girlfriend at Brown University. An article published in Jesuit magazine, the converted Hindu explains how he battled the demons inside his friend Susan before being witness to her salvation. The story is not a metaphor, but a genuine claim of true events which served to solidify his own religious conversion. It is unclear the effect that this will have on his national political career, but GOP war rooms are evaluating whether the public is ready for a demonologist president. Let us remember, he would be elected in 2012. Those are the Haunted Headlines for this week. If you want more information about these and other stories, please visit Ghost Village's news site at www.ghostvillage.com/news. I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, this is Stephen LaChance, author of The Uninvited, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the investigator who captured film footage on his 16mm camera of Bigfoot in 1967? Answer, Roger Patterson. Now, of course, if you had attended my Mysteries of the Paranormal presentation, you would have gotten that. Which, I have to digress for a moment.
Oh, boy.
Kelsey Breeze. And just let you know, the Mysteries of the Paranormal was a huge success at the Jackson Library last month.
Mm-hmm.
And driving home from that, my older son said to me, Mom, you forgot the Mothman. And I was like, ooh, you're right. See, I originally had this presentation done, suffered a hard disk crash, an external hard disk crash, lost that. And the night that I was supposed to give it, again, and I realized I had lost it. That whole day I spent recreating it, so that's why I forgot about the Mothman. So my son is right. I will be putting the Mothman back into the cryptozoology section of this presentation, but I've ordered a DVD which has interviews on spontaneous human combustion with the author of Ablaze, Larry's last name, and I've met him at Rick Fisher's paranormal conference. Larry lives out in Harrisburg. He wrote the book Ablaze on Spontaneous Human Combustion. So this way, I will be trying to use my DVD ripper software and kind of scoff some really cool footage from that interview and embed that into the Mysteries of the Paranormal. So the Spontaneous Human Combustion section of the presentation, which is the last part, will be even longer and more in depth and give you more stuff to look at and ponder. So that said, the Mysteries of the Paranormal presentation is going to be even better than for those of you who have already seen it. So I'm excited about that, to get that really done. And hopefully this coming October season, when I get booked a lot, I'm hoping I can do this one a little bit more because it gives the whole breadth of paranormal. I know everybody's into the ghost stuff, but I was thinking primarily if Kittatinny Regional High School wants to have me back, I should give this one because it will give the kids not just the ghosts, but a lot more scientific and odd things, because there's even math. When I cover the crop circles, I had to put in a portion of video clip to explain the squaring the circle and how pi and all this stuff relates, and that was all mathematically diagnosed via the crop circle. So it's really good in terms of an educational thing. Anyway, so Mysteries of the Paranormal will be even better. So let's see. For a minute there, I scared the living crap out of myself. I digressed. I looked down. I see spontaneous human combustion is the topic for our haunted trivia. And I'm like, oh, crap, did I just give away the answer? But I didn't.
No.
Okay. This week's haunted trivia has a skill level of pretty Googling easy. Spontaneous human combustion was once thought to be the result of being a result of an alcoholic. Since alcohol is flammable, it was believed that one who imbibed too frequently could therefore self-combust. Charles Dickens incorporated this theory to off one of his characters in one of his books. What is the title of the book in which Chuck used SHC as the death of the character? Bonus kudos if you can name the character. Okay? And again, had you seen Mysteries of the Paranormal presentation, you would know this. But like I said, it's pretty Googling easy. Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win a t-shirt, an NJGHS t-shirt. It's black. It's got the cute little logo on front. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, make sure you sign up for our Yahoo group. Link is on the homepage. Cemetery Hunts will be coming out soon, so stay tuned for that. Don't forget to register with America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal world. Go to americashauntedroadtrip.com, register today. You'll get to network with paranormal authors from the series of the America Haunted Road Trip series, as well as other investigators and paranormal enthusiasts. Cemetery Hunts, yes, we will be announcing these soon, like I said, for 2009. New members, remember, you need to participate in two cemetery hunts and tag along with the team leaders for training in order to be considered for a private investigative team. That's two cemetery hunts if you're a newbie, with training with the team leaders, and then you can be considered for a team, okay? Private investigative team. So make sure you pay attention, you know, for when the cemetery hunts come out. Whew. Done?
Looks like it. I don't see anything else in the script.
Anything else you want to mention?
Not at this point.
You want to give a farewell shout out? You miss your Whitehall days?
Not one bit.
Okay, cool. Alrighty, well, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Trico. Of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.